myocardial infarction, or a heart attack, is the death of heart tissue due to an inadequate supply of oxygen to the heart. This can be caused by blockages from plaque, which occurs over a number of years. They may even be caused by the constriction of an artery in some cases. Doctors have even proven that milder blockages are more likely to cause a heart attack because they are more prone to rupture. According to the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, coronary heart disease is the leading cause of heart attacks. The World Health Organization estimates 16.6 million deaths are attributed to cardiovascular disease, and 80% are in developing countries. CVD in developing countries is primarily due to a low budget health, as well as limited education and skill of the workforce. Those who experience CVD or a heart attack may carry a gene that makes them more susceptible to it, accompanied by engaging in an unhealthy lifestyle. This lifestyle may include smoking, including secondhand, drug abuse, stressful environment, high blood pressure, and an unhealthy diet. According to the American Heart Association, you should limit your sodium intake to 1,500 milligrams a day or less. Patients with CVD or at risk for it should stop smoking, eat a low-fat diet consisting of less than a 10% saturated fat intake, and limit their alcohol intake to one drink per day. If this isn't enough, your doctor may also prescribe cholesterol-lowering or blood pressure-lowering medications. With a more serious case, a doctor may have to perform surgery to clear blockages and insert a stent. Depending upon the problem, a pacemaker may also be inserted. A doctor can't force anyone to take care of themselves. They can only advise and offer treatment plans. Taking care of and preventing CVD or heart attack is the responsibility of a patient.